Example 4-5 is another illustration of acquiescence. Here, when Sally refused to pay the garage for repairs to her car, she refused to pay, claiming a breach of contract. The garage had a statutory lien against Sally's automobile, thus retaining possession of the car. Sally acquiesced to the garage demand by paying. Now here she followed acquiescence by another form of dispute resolution, which is litigation. This week, the sequence of events changes the party's leverage. The garage no longer has the car, but does have the money. And Sally has the car, but not the money. How does this shift make a difference to Sally? Now, in problem 4-1, here it involves a custody dispute and investigates what a party, in this case Helmut, gains or loses by acquiescing to the other party's request for a change in custodial agreement. Just look at question 2 and 3, and you should know it should be answered before you answer question 1. Helmut's gain and the losses could be listed as your contributions or your thoughts of what the gains and losses will be for each.